Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And this hour of the program brought to you by Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars, the indulgent break you deserve in your day. Have you tried the dark chocolate, peanut, and almond flavor? Now that's a sit on the dock and take a moment kind of bar. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars. So I would love to hear from those of you whose families are tied up in the vaping business, in the vaping industry. Right now, there is a meeting going on downtown. Most of the owners of the vape shops are there, and each of them apparently have been given 3 minutes to make their presentation, to make their case. And I would love to hear from people who have given up cigarette smoking because they vaped. And this absolute asinine, knee-jerk reaction, not just of Governor Cuomo in New York State, but President Trump, that, my God, people have gotten sick from vaping. Therefore, the entire vaping industry must be eliminated, or it must be regulated to the point where it might as well be eliminated, when the fact of the matter is people are getting sick, not from what they are buying from vape shops. They're getting sick because of what they are buying in the underground black market for weed-based vaping material. And that's what, you know, they're breathing it in. The propylene glycol and vegetable glycerin, whatever the hell it is. It's just easier to say water vapor. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And one of the people who actually has used vaping to quit cigarettes is in the next room here at WBEN, and he is Phil Kennedy. Now, in the old days, Phil Kennedy would dash down outside at 6 o'clock each and every night during this show in an extreme frenzy of nicotine withdrawal. He would shake. He would stammer. He would leave a trail of bodily fluid behind him. That's how much vaping, that is how much nicotine fit Phil Kennedy was going through. Phil, what is your "I quit smoking because of vaping" story?
Basically, I've been smoking since I was 14. I'm 29 now. It was 15 years. And I mean, getting close to the 30 number, and I hated it. I wanted to stop. I didn't like doing it anymore. I felt gross doing it. And since mid-July, I have not had a cigarette due to vaping. So
tell us about the vaping products you use. For example, the concentration of nicotine. Have you has it gone up and then down?
No, it stayed at, I just buy the blue pods. I like the very similar to the Juul ones. I just pick the blue for whatever reason, and I do the 4%. I don't know if they make more. I know they make like 2.5%. But I haven't done those yet.
So you are still addicted to nicotine, but you are inhaling your nicotine in a different way.
Yeah, and I feel 100 times better.
Because you're not smoking cigarettes.
Yes.
Okay. We should have switched over to cigars. But that's another story altogether for a different day. 803-0930 is the phone number on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. I want to, and by the way, if you are affiliated with any of the local vape shops and you are leaving that meeting downtown, or you want to get your 2 cents worth in, go ahead. But as I've said, this is, it's an asinine overreaction to a non-existent problem. The problem is not people going into vape shops and buying vaping devices or vaping flavors and going home and getting sick. The problem is people buying weed stuff to vape from unscrupulous underground black market operators. This would be like closing down Anheuser-Busch because somebody sold a bad batch of moonshine in Tennessee. It would be like closing down every car factory in America because the Corvair was unsafe at any speed. The only difference, of course, being that at least a couple of those products are legal. At least now they are. But from WBEN.com, some vape shop owners are worried they may go out of business thanks to the latest move by government to regulate the business. Governor Andrew Cuomo on Sunday announced the ban of flavored e-cigarettes and asked state police, like they don't have anything better to do. You went to the police academy to police vape shops? Really? Governor Andrew Cuomo on Sunday announced the ban of flavored e-cigarettes and asked state police and the Department of Health to ramp up enforcement against retailers who sell to anyone under the legal age to purchase the products. The governor also plans to advance legislation to eliminate so-called deceptive marketing of e-cigarettes to kids. Vaping is dangerous, period, according to Dr. Andrew Cuomo. Randy Sharp is the owner of Premier Vape on Union Road in Cheektowaga. He is among those fearful of the short and long-term impact of government stepping in. According to him, I was flabbergasted by the timing. As a shop owner and a vapor myself, we weren't given any kind of guidelines or notice on this proposed ban. Sharp stressed that his legitimate vape shops are meant for adults. Kids are not allowed in our vape shops. Smokers and ex-smokers don't want to associate with cigarettes. They want the flavors to help them quit. They're trying to disassociate themselves with your typical combustible tobacco cigarette. It's working for them. This is an adult alternative to smoking. Now, here's where, again, we get into the nonsense. Multiple health officials have said e-cigarettes are not safe. Well, they're safer. They're not safe. Nothing is 100% safe. Dining out at some restaurants isn't safe. But there have been multiple studies that say vaping is safer than smoking cigarettes. A study from the UK, Royal College of Physicians, 95% safer alternative is vaping to smoking. That, according to the vape shop owner, should be embraced. If we're truly caring about public health and the welfare of adult smokers, that should be embraced as a safer alternative. The study referenced out of the UK summarized that e-cigarettes are not a gateway to smoking and don't result in the normalization of smoking. It also concluded, check this out, that e-cigarettes help people quit smoking. It does acknowledge there is the possibility of long-term harm, but it is substantially smaller than smoking tobacco products. So if we want people to not smoke tobacco products, and there is a product that will help them do that, why not make that product fully available in the flavors, yes, including cotton candy flavors that adults would like to use? 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And if we're going to talk about safeness or the safety of a product, okay, how safe are nicotine lozenges? How safe are nicotine lozenges? I've got a pack, a sleeve right here of nicotine lozenges in front of me. Are they safe? Probably not. Are they a safer alternative for me than smoking? Yeah, I have no doubt that they are. Brian Ellis is vice president of Yeti Vapes. Brian, is that you on the line?
It is, Tom. How are you?
Vice President Yeti Vapes, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate your time. Is the public health meeting over?
It is over. And at this point, we really don't have any update as to what they're going to do. It appears that the commissioners, or the members, I should say, will actually discuss what their recommendation to the governor is. But during the meeting, there was actually quite a few people that spoke against the flavor ban. This is just something that, quite frankly, if this goes through, not only is it something that is going to negatively impact business, but it certainly will negatively impact public health.
And it will negatively impact public health. Why, Brian?
Because what's going to happen is you've got enough vapors in this state right now that they actually have, they're used to their flavored e-liquid. Now, the question, well, why not go to tobacco or why not go to menthol? Well, the reason being is the person who comes off of smoking, the taste of actually burning tobacco is completely different than the taste of an e-liquid that calls itself a tobacco flavor. So what's going to happen is two things. Number one, these people are going to either, A, go back to tobacco smoking because they're not going to get anything that's going to satisfy them taste-wise, or what's going to happen is you're going to get these people that are going to decide they're going to be backyard or washroom chemists, and they're going to try to make their own e-liquid in substandard conditions. They will go ahead and distribute it to the public, and then now we're going to have a potential issue like we do right now with the illegal THC cartridges that are not made under lab conditions, that quite frankly they don't care what they put in it because they're looking to make a dollar.
So it is going to create a black market for flavored e-cigarettes and liquid, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
And what else was told? Well, actually, hold on, because we've got a break for traffic. Brian Ellis is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brian is Vice President of Yeti Vapes. Brian Ellis is with us, Vice President of Yeti Vapes. And there is a hearing, a meeting, at which the vape shop owners were expressing their concerns. And you were expressing your concerns to who? Who was there representing the government, Brian?
This was actually a meeting that was telebroadcast over four different sites. So there was a group of commissioners here in Buffalo. There was one in Rochester. There was one in New York City. And you'll have to forgive me, I don't remember the location of the fourth one. But as I said, it was a teleconference. And ultimately, these are people that are part of the health department, and as was explained to us, because Governor Cuomo went ahead and put this emergency action into place, they then were required to go ahead and hear arguments as to recommend or not recommend this action be actually finalized.
But of course, if the governor has already made the decision, do you feel as though you are wasting your breath?
You know what? I'll be very honest with you. I don't want to comment on that because what I want to try to stick to more is the facts as opposed to my personal opinion. I do believe that it was an exercise in ceremony, so to say. But I don't want to necessarily, try to speak for others.
Okay. Did anybody point out the hypocrisy of going after the vaping industry at the same time as the state is pushing forward with the legalization of another smokable known as marijuana?
The point was brought up. It was more a fact that we wanted to make sure that the government officials understood that there was no such thing as an emergency until all of a sudden we've got many people that are getting sick from vaping illegal substances. Well, once that happened, now Governor Cuomo saw this as an idea. Hey, you know what? We can't get a vapor ban through the legislation. I'm going to piggyback that on this, call it a public emergency. And now if I can't get my legislators to go ahead and do my bidding, I'm going to do it myself.
Let's talk about the tax dollars generated by vaping as opposed to the tax dollars generated when somebody buys a pack of cigarettes.
They're starkly different. There's not nearly the amount of taxation on vapor products as there are tobacco products. Now, keep in mind, in this last budget, the governor did go ahead and sign, it was part of the budget that there would be a 20% tax on, on vapor products, okay? The 20% tax still is not going to equate to what the state collects on a pack of tobacco. But let's just take a look at that. The government went ahead, or the legislature went ahead and voted to apply this 20% tax to vapor product, okay? But now, because of this emergency, if, and I can only speak for Yeti Vape because I don't know the composition of other companies', you know, sales, but I can tell you this. This flavor ban is going to go ahead and take away 92% of the product that I have to offer the company, or the public. So the state wrote itself a 20% tax windfall, but now, in a counterproductive move, now what they're doing is saying, okay, we're going to mark all these as, you know, an illegal product. So I've now taken my windfall, and at least in the circumstance of Yeti Vape, you've actually reduced that windfall by 92% because you're now telling me I can't sell, you know, if this ban goes through, now you're telling me I can't spend the, or I can't sell these products.
Of course, if you get people to quit vaping and go back to cigarettes, you can make more tax money.
Oh, absolutely.
Brian, I know you're going to hold on through the news, and we'll take some telephone calls from people. You've got the time to do that?
I've got time, sure.
All right. Brian Ellis is with us, and he is the vice president of Yeti Vapes. He knows a lot more about vaping than anybody in this room. And if you have questions or comments for Brian about what...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on? He is an excellent resource with whom to speak. The phone number is 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I hope you'll forgive the repetition, but I always play it straight with you guys, and I want to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. My niece is married to the president and founder of Yeti Vapes. That has nothing to do with any of my opinions, nor do I derive any compensation in any form from Yeti Vapes, except my niece's delicious Christmas cookies, which she only makes on Christmas Day. Yep, it is Bowerly with you at 437 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And once again, we find ourselves talking about vaping. Folks, I don't like stupidity, all right? It's like racism. Why don't I like racism? Because fundamentally, racism is just stupidity. It's stupidity personified. This legislation now against vaping is also stupidity personified. And as we talked about, right when this story started, I predicted this would happen. I know the way government thinks. I knew probably before some of the people in the vaping industry realized what was going to happen. Government was going to take a few people getting sick from illegally produced THC weed cartridges, and they were going to use that as an excuse to crack down on the vaping industry. It was as clear to me as the beautiful face that you have looking in the mirror at yourself right now. And I don't vape. Joining us right now, we have Brian Ellis, who is vice president of Yeti Vapes. And if you have questions, if you have comments, Brian will take your telephone call at 803-0930. That's 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And the reason we've got Brian on right now is they just had this big teleconference between the vape shop people and the state people across New York State. And if you are another vape shop owner and you want to call in, that is fine. I have a great deal of sympathy for you. but I am not connected in any way, shape, or form financially to the vaping industry, except that my niece is married to Brian's boss, who is the president and founder of Yeti Vapes. But that has nothing to do with my opinion on this particular subject. I hope you know me better than that after almost 40 years. Brian Ellis, one of the arguments that was raised by a teacher who is concerned, by the way, about government overreach is the marketing of flavors which appear geared toward children, such as cotton candy. Can you address how these flavors are marketed and to whom?
I can. Understand that our products are intended for adult users, okay? Now, unfortunately, in our industry, which is very competitive, there's a number of people that have tried to get that competitive edge by infringing upon trademarks of, various candies that have been on the market and other trademarks. And when you have packaging that, has the same font as, for instance, gummy worms, yes, one can draw a reasonable correlation that it's being marketed to kids. However, we as an industry have not only received guidance from the FDA as to what is and isn't acceptable, but we also have self-regulated ourselves once we realize that, listen, yes, the optics on this do not look good. We have an adult intended use product. We don't want to make sure, or we want to make sure that we're not making it appealing to an underage user. So in regards to packaging, yes, I do believe that we've made strides when it comes to, making it less child-friendly. And yes, I also believe that there are additional steps that we can make, to go ahead and advance that cause. Now, let's talk about a second point, because I think it does also tie into what your original question was. Many people have asked, why do, vapors, why do you need that cotton candy flavor, or why do you need that bubble gum or creme brulee or whatever flavor? Okay, there are tons of them out there. The reason why people are using flavors is, understand, and I'll be the first one to admit it, and I said this in the meeting, I am responsible for helping at least 1,000 people get off cigarettes and switch to a less harmful alternative, being an electronic cigarette. Now, my advice, as I'm working with a customer across the counter, has always been, listen, you are coming to me because you want to get away from this nasty habit. Let's go ahead. We're going to take all traces of that away. And what I mean by that is, number one, you're not going to find the satisfaction that you have in a regular cigarette in a tobacco flavor e-liquid. It's just not going to happen. Tobacco is just such a complex flavor. I don't care who you are, you're not going to replicate that, okay? So with that being said, I have recommended to my customers, let's get you into something that is going to be as far away from tobacco as possible. The reason that we're going to do this is we are going to disassociate you from those prior flavors and those prior habits. And what's going to happen is next time you go out with your buddies and they're outside smoking a cigarette at the bar, now you're going to you're going to smell what they're doing, and it's going to register. And at least for me personally, every time I smell a cigarette, that is my reminder why I quit and why I now vape the flavors that I vape.
And nobody is saying that vaping is safe. What people should be saying, and the stats and the data are there to support this, vaping is safer than smoking. And let me shoot another example at you, Brian Ellis, Vice President of Yeti Vapes. Nicotine, according to our own government, nicotine has side effects to the human body, and it can affect the heart. It can affect hormones. It can affect the gastrointestinal system. And I'm just talking about nicotine. So here I sit, Brian, with my sleeve of 4 milligram nicotine lozenges in front of me. I'm under no delusion that these are safe, but they are certainly a lot safer than me sitting down and having a pack of Marlboro Reds every day.
I would certainly agree. And that's the big thing. Number one, what we do is harm reduction, okay? Talk to any doctor. The best thing you can do for yourself is breathe clean air, okay? But there's some of us in life, such as myself, that we made a decision to pick up that first cigarette. We made that decision to become addicted to nicotine. So now I've got one of three options. Number one, I can continue to smoke, and we know what the outcome of that is.
You're going to die of heart disease or lung cancer.
Exactly. Okay. Number two, I can use a pharmaceutical method, which works for some people. You happen to be using the lozenge. If it's working for you, Tom, then you know what? Fantastic. Stay on it. I'm not trying to get you to switch. Ultimately, it didn't work for me.
Right.
I've tried the Chantix. I've tried the Nicotrol inhaler. I tried the patches.
Wellbutrin?
Actually, I did not try Wellbutrin only because there's some other health issues that,
right.
You know, another story for another day. But
understood.
It wasn't a good option for me.
Understood.
So with that being said, my third option was to pick up the vaporizer. And with the number of attempts that I've had, I've literally tried to quit smoking at least 8 times. And you know what happens? 2 things. Number one, I always gained weight and I always went back to cigarettes. So this is the only thing that in the last 5 years, and I actually got my first vaporizer in March of 2014. So I'm now about 5.5 years into vaping. Okay. I've been smoke free. As a matter of fact, just the other day I went to the doctor because I had a checkup, and I would actually challenge, you know, any doctor out there who wants to go ahead and, you know, and test this theory. I will come to your office. You pull out your stethoscope. You listen to my lungs. If you can tell that I was a previous smoker, then you know what? You're doing something that my own doctor can't do.
Yeah. I will tell you, same experience with me with the nicotine lozenges. The patches gave me weird dreams. The lozenges, and I don't go through that many, but they, you know, when you're having a stressful day, sometimes they help you, round out the rough spots. We're going to take telephone calls for Brian Ellis, who is the vice president of Yeti Vapes. Anything you need to know about what's going on with that industry and with government, this is the guy with whom to speak. Phil, we're going to pot up Randy in East Aurora. Randy, welcome. You're on with Brian Ellis from Yeti Vapes.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Indeed, sir. Thank you.
I don't have a ton to add because everything that Brian has been talking about has been spot on, and I'm not a novice vapor. I've been vaping for 11 years, so I kind of joke and say that I've been doing it before it was cool. But I did it for the same physical reasons. I tried to smoke for 25 years. I'm not a young kid who's doing it, you know, to impress his friends at school. I did it because I was having physical impacts from smoking a pack and half a day for, you know, decades. And, you know, I'm in my 50s. The thing that young kids do, it's a life-changing event that caused me to become healthier because I switched from smoking analog cigarettes to vaping. So I was supporting the demonstrators today downtown. I've got children that actually work for vape stores in the local area. So this rule, this law, would not only impact me, but, you know, other folks in my family.
And Randy, can we talk, as somebody who used vaping to give up cigarette smoking, and Brian was just talking about this, I don't know anything about this because I didn't use this method, Phil Kennedy did, the importance of the different flavors and why we need the different flavors that Cuomo has said no to.
Yeah, you want to put an ashtray in your mouth? You know, no, the taste of nicotine or of cigarettes and tobacco is disgusting. It's horrible. But we don't do it. You know, I didn't smoke because I liked the taste of tobacco. I did it for, you know, it was the nicotine and the physical reaction that I had. So adults like flavors. You know, right. I mean, we wouldn't do it if it didn't taste good.
Now, that's why I smoke cigars. I like the taste of a good cigar.
Yeah. So, I prefer, like, the vanilla-y flavors and some of the fruity ones. But it switches on my mood. You know, it's something I can change up. And I think the disassociation that Mr. Ellis mentioned, you know, when I walk into a situation where there's people smoking cigarettes, I gag. I just can't even stand that smell. You smell it on people. It's just, it lingers. And that's not something I get at all from vaping. And it's pleasurable. I enjoy it.
Well, Randy, thank you very much for the phone call. And if Brian has any comments, we will get to those after we take a break. We have with us a representative of the vaping industry. His name is Brian Ellis. He's vice president of Yeti Vapes, Y-E-T-I, Yeti Vapes. My niece is married to the founder of Yeti Vapes. That is just what I call open and free disclosure to avoid the appearance even of impropriety. It has nothing to do with my opinion or view on this particular subject, and I don't mean to overkill that, but I take that part of my reputation kind of seriously. I can't be bought. Well, I suppose for enough money I could be, but Boys of Summer playing at the River Grill tonight. I can think of worst ways to spend an evening by the waterfront. 453, Brian Ellis is vice president of Yeti Vapes, and he's with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. And Brian, did you want to address what our previous caller said about using the vape to get off of cigarettes? I mean, that corroborates what you were just talking about and what others have said.
You know what? I'll tell you something. Him saying what he did actually gives more credence. I mean, I'm a representative of this industry, okay? So people automatically look at what I say with skepticism because, okay, yes, in all fairness, this pays my mortgage, this pays my car payment, this puts food on my table. So yes, I have a vested stake. This gentleman who just called, he doesn't have a vested stake other than he improved his health.
And that's a pretty important stake.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Matthew in Lockport on WBEN. Matthew, you are on with Brian Ellis, the vice president of Yeti Vapes. And by the way, 92% of their business involves flavors that are being banned, which we're going to talk about after the news at 5 o'clock in greater detail and specificity. Matthew, you're on WBEN.
Good afternoon, Tom and Brian.
Sir.
Thank you very much for bringing up the subject. I was hoping. I've been listening. I'm glad I could count on you, Tom.
Well, you know what? And I will say, in fairness to this show, we have been at the vanguard of responsible and accurate reporting about this from the get-go.
Yes, you have, and I truly appreciate that. So I would like to share a little bit of my thoughts and my story to begin with. I've been smoking since I was 12 years old. I'm going to be 50. 2 years ago, decided to quit. I tried the lozenges, patches, hypnotism, nothing worked. Started vaping. It was a difficult transition. I haven't touched a cigarette in over 2.5 years. In those 2.5 years, I haven't had any bronchitis, which I used to get all the time, infections, sinus infections, all gone.
How did you step yourself down in terms of the potency of the nicotine?
I went by recommendations of one of the representatives at Yeti Vape.
Small world.
It is a very small world.
Brian is going to stay with us after the news at 5. Did you have a specific question that you wanted to ask of Brian Ellis?
No, I don't.
No, that's fine.
I actually want to show my gratitude. And I have to apologize. I just tuned in. So I don't know if this was touched on or not yet. But I've been seeing a lot of buzz on social media about this subject, and I started looking into it, and it's kind of ironic that in the master settlement agreement with the tobacco industry, it clearly states, if someone took the time to read it, that if the tobacco industry could show that they were making as much money as they used to, that their payments to the states would actually be less. And we're talking, you know, 6-7 figures. It's high numbers. Because, you know, like the settlement.
So the point of that, the area of questioning would be what? And I'm not trying to rush you along. In fact, if you want to hold on, why don't you hold on until after the news break as well? It's just I don't want to cut you off, and it sounds like a really good question, and I just want to make sure you get it phrased the right way as you intend it to come out. 4:56, and it is Bowerly with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brian Ellis will take your telephone call. Brian is vice president of Yeti Vapes. There's so much misinformation
information about there about vaping and this paranoia that is going on. And sadly, it's not just going on in Albany. It's also going on within the White House, which we will get into on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.